Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Okay, what's up? It's time for a free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. I like to drop these on you a couple of times a week if I can. You know, I give you a little sample of it here, and then the full show. Gosh, I can't talk. The full show is available. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. On today's free view, it's listed as Harambe 911 call. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but I have a sneaking suspicion. My old pal Mike Pellerito recorded some audio and has something to do with the gorilla getting shot back then and me making 911 calls, I think. I'm not positive on this. He says it's good. I hope you enjoy it. If you want my full show, I release them twice a week on my Patreon, Mondays and Fridays. From all those days on WBBL, I release them in order. If you sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane, you've got this show and the 39 previous to that. And then it goes on and on and on, all the way up to the bitter end. All right? In fact, on this series of shows, Ben isn't on the show yet. It's just Julius, myself, Doan. Oh, my God. So it's kind of like a time capsule. I hope you enjoy it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, just $5 or $10 a month. If you don't like it, you can cancel. You get the rest of that month, and then it does not auto-renew. And then if you like it, sign up for the full year, and I'll save you 10%. Okay, here you go. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recording.
Eric Zane Show, mornings on WBBL.
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweet.
All right, this is another one of Julius's emo bro songs. Hey, thanks to our friends at Alan Bob's for signing on with the Eric Zane Show. And boy, they couldn't be more proud to have my face in the Big Bass Photo Contest. If you go to allenbobs.com and click on the Big Bass Photo Contest, you'll see a picture of me with a hook in my finger. All the other normal people have caught fish. Little children, moms, grandmas, they've all caught fantastic-looking trophy prize bass. Not me. Go to ALNBOBS.com, and if you catch one, upload it to AlanBobs.com. Could be you winning the prizes from our friends at Alan Bob's. Okay, I think we're getting to the end of the cycle on the gorilla. Probably already was yesterday. I think it kind of died out. I think that the public's interest
A little bit, yeah, until something else comes out.
Well, isn't it remarkable that people get so upset about it, but then about a day will pass, maybe two.
Three at the most.
It's gone. They don't care. Like, if I did the same poll about were they correct in killing the gorilla, you might see
20 votes.
You might only see 20, 30 votes. Like, there was 1,000 votes the first time I put that out on Twitter. And it was right down the middle. It was like 51% to 49% in favor that they did the right thing. But you do that now, they're just not interested. Nobody cares. That dentist in Minnesota who killed the lion, nobody cares.
He's still working on people's teeth?
Oh, yeah. He went back to work. It was just an extended vacation. He even changed the name of his business to I'm the guy who killed a lion dentistry. He didn't care. He's rubbing everybody's face right in it.
The main tooth.
Not bad. Not bad. That's pretty good. Sam, before we get to the 911 call from the mother whose boy fell in the gorilla cage, your sweet mother reached out to you. And I think that it's important to note. She seems like an amazing woman. She rushed to your defense and said that she is going to see the film, the sequel to Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she's very excited about it.
So she's the one who helped introduce Mary Poppins into your world.
That is correct, yes.
That's fantastic. I applaud her for bringing such holes. I mean, the man you are may very well be because of those great musicals that you saw. Sam's an upstanding citizen. Thank you, Mom Sam. All right, Julius, here we go. The 911 call from the mother whose boy fell in the gorilla cage. Roll this.
Cincinnati 911, what is the address?
Hi, my son fell in the deuce exhibit at the gorilla.
She say my son took a deuce? Back it up, if you could. Okay.
Hi, my son fell in the deuce exhibit at the gorilla.
No, he fell in the deuce. He fell in the deuce, not took a deuce.
Okay, all right.
He fell in the deuce.
All right.
My son fell in with the gorilla. Okay. There's a male gorilla standing over him. I need someone to contact the zoo, please.
Okay. We do already have him started. We do already have a help started there, okay?
Be calm. Be calm. Be calm.
How old
be calm. He's dragging my son. I can't watch this. I can't watch.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
Am I an evil person for not really feeling bad for her? Because she was the one that let her son get away from her at a zoo.
I think people
in a big city.
Well, I think morons like you need to be careful because we just don't know what happened. I mean, yeah, everybody is like really throwing her under the bus, and she should have her kids taken away from her. And I understand that.
I don't think she should get her kids taken away, but she should feel the heat a little bit. I think that you should definitely look at her and be like, hey.
God, I can't.
Kid's 3 years old.
Until I find out for sure that she was negligent, I can't throw her under the bus because I have turned my back on my kids before and they've wandered away. This has happened to me, but they didn't go into a gorilla cage.
They know better because you raised them.
No, that's not true. 4-year-olds. I mean, I spent a weekend with a 4-year-old, my nephew, and he's everywhere. You turn around and he's gone.
He's up a tree.
Yeah. You have to be constantly vigilant, and if you let your guard down for even a second, they will vanish on you. So
that's why the leash policy needs to come into effect like yesterday.
Yes, yeah, okay. I don't think that that's a bad thing either.
Could you imagine just a bunch of parents walking around their kids with leashes all around like Grand Rapids?
Right. Well, I mean, what you're counting on is the parents that will watch their kids. But I mean, this was just a perfect storm. I can't say for sure that she was negligent or not, because I haven't heard anything. But if she is, well, then there you go. I mean, if there's a long history of her dropping the ball and being an idiot, that's one thing.
I think that's why the story's not going to die quite yet, because since they are investigating her, apparently, I think we'll get some kind of update on that. We'll see what happens. I don't know what they're going to come up with. Maybe she's lost a kid before. I don't.
Well, yeah, they'll look at her track record. Don't.
All I know is if that's my kid in the gorilla pit, I'm jumping in after him to get him.
That's one way to go about it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Would you
have jumped into
the gorilla
pit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like that, remember in Anchorman when they jumped into the bear pit? Bear fight!
I would look at my surroundings, see if there's a tree hanging off the edge, hang off the tree and try to get the gorilla's attention to come toward me, and then I would climb back up. Hopefully my kid's smart enough to run the other way when the gorilla comes after me.
I can't say that I would jump into the gorilla, into the moat with the gorilla. I don't know if I would. I would probably just say, okay, this is it. Either something great is going to happen or he's going to die right here. And then my life is forever ruined. I don't know. Maybe I would. I don't think I could do it, though, because I know I'd be dead. And what if me being there causes the stupid gorilla to flip out and then he starts, you know, killing the child? That's what I would be scared
of. But would it be better that that you distract the gorilla and save your child potentially?
But I don't know if that's going to distract the gorilla.
Isn't it worth a shot?
Well, I could make it worse.
Having your kid in there is pretty bad to begin with.
No, what I'm suggesting is me being there might really, he's like, all right, the little kid I can handle, but this ugly, stupid Armenian gets in here with me. Now I'm going to kill this kid.
He starts beating you with your own son.
Right, yes. What if he goes, you know, he sees me in there and goes, okay, I need some weaponry. And he grabs two legs and he comes running at me with legs as clubs.
Two spare legs that he finds laying around.
And, you know, and there's my kid crawling around like friggin' Lieutenant Dan. And boom, boom, hit me with legs.
Worst case scenario, it's one great video.
Now it would not be great. I don't think your definition of great is the same as my definition of great. The fact that you suggested that a monkey ripping off legs and chasing me with them while the kid crawls around like Lieutenant Dan is a great video.
That'd be a hell of a video.
Sam.
Well, I mean, Julius wants to see the video of the gorilla getting put down. Don wants to see a video of this.
By the way,
I just don't understand.
I need the payoff.
Those dark moments that you suggested on Tuesday drew so much heat.
Which one?
You were making all sorts of stupid comments, and I was like, yeah, he's a dumbass. Ignore what he said. If you have a problem, bring it up with me. I'll talk you off the ledge. He's just a freaking dumbass Romanian idiot. That's what he is. That's what we can all agree there. Speaking of negligence for an adult with a child,
this could go anywhere.
We're going to talk about Jerry Sandusky. No. Joseph Fuller is the world's dumbest grandpa.
They just took a dark turn.
Joseph, now you have to answer emails on my behalf.
Yeah.
Joseph Fuller is the world's dumbest grandpa. When Julius introduced me to this story, I was like, how? How could this possibly have happened? To me, it's a million times more likely that a child gets away from mother and goes into the gorilla pit than this happening with Mr. Joseph Fuller. It's, to me, a statistical impossibility. I don't know how it happened. This grandpa did something that is so stupid that I almost fell on the floor when Julius told me about it. I'll get to that next. As we do this from the MapeSet.com Bankruptcy Studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? Get it at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again, folks. Thank you for the time. Bye-bye.